Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another week for the Superhuman Nation. I guess you can tell my voice has changed a little bit, and that's because I have a head cold. At least every 3 years I experience this, for those of you who have been following the show, so excuse the voice and the periodic hacking. We have a great show planned during the first hour. We're going to be talking with Tony Buettner. We're going to talk about blue zones. What can we learn about populations that seem to be long-lived, and how can we use this information to affect our own lives? And then later in the show, we're going to talk about the current flu epidemic. There's something suspicious going on when you apply critical thinking, and we're going to discuss that a little bit later in the show. But right now, let's welcome Tony Buettner. How you doing, Tony?
Carl, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show, trying to stay warm here in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
I know. We talked about this before the show started. Everybody around the country is complaining about the cold, but you guys are used to this sort of stuff, right?
Well, I guess we are. We're born and raised in it. It's just a little troubling on the way to work when you hear on the radio that it's colder in Minneapolis today than in Antarctica. But we're surviving.
Yeah, there you go. So let's talk about this. How did this, and when did this start, the whole blue zone movement? Your brother and yourself had started this. So what gave rise to it?
Absolutely. It's actually my brother Dan Buettner, who started the company, and I guess his trails go all the way back to the mid-80s when he bicycled from Alaska to Argentina on a mountain bike to break the Guinness Book World Records. That trip led to a trip traversing the 45th parallel around the world and then biking from the northern tip of Africa to the southern tip of Africa. So he has 3 Guinness Book World Records for long distance bicycle expeditions, and I think it just opened his eyes to different cultures.
I was just going to say, you know what I'm thinking about when you're telling me about this. Now, I didn't know this about Dan, right? But I'm thinking Weston A. Price here. I'm thinking a guy who is starting to encounter primitive cultures and starting to connect dots and go, wow, these people are relatively healthy and long lived, and what's going on? Is that what happened to him?
I think that certainly is part of it. I think what he really learned is wherever you go in the world, you know, many people are like ourselves, really just trying to get through the day and trying to feed their families and to live a happy, healthy life. From those trips, Dan started doing quite a bit of speaking and started talking with National Geographic during that time. From there, he launched an interactive expeditions where he'd go around the world and tap into about 1 million students in classrooms and actually let the kids vote on where the expeditions went. And from there, Dan was approached by National Geographic and the National Institute on Health to travel the world and find the places where people are living longer, better. First spot he found was Okinawa, Japan.
Right.
He wrote an article in 2007 for National Geographic. He made the cover. It's a 25-page article, and to date, it's the second most read National Geographic of all time. From there, he then traveled to the other 4 locations, which are Loma Linda, California, Ikaria, Greece, the Nicoya Peninsula of Costa Rica, and Sardinia, Italy. And then wrote a book for National Geographic called The Blue Zones.
Okay, so let's start here. We know about the Okinawans, right? We've heard about the research done on the Okinawans. Another population that wasn't mentioned but we've talked about on this show over the years are the Hunza. These are long-lived individuals. I did not know about Loma Linda, California. So what is it about Loma Linda? And obviously, what are the common denominators within these blue zone areas that these people experience, allow them to experience longer lives?
In Loma Linda, we find the largest concentration of Seventh-day Adventists there. They've actually been tracked now for about 80 years. And what we're seeing is a combination of very long-lived women, up to 12 or 9 years for women over the U.S. population, and actually 12 years for the men, very low rates of heart disease, diabetes, cancer, including lung disease as well. What we find there is a very strong sense of volunteering, mostly a plant-based diet, lots of nuts, and very long-lived population there. As far as the commonalities that Dan found in all the blue zones, there are nine, and we've coined them the Power Nine, and it really have built our product around these nine commonalities.
Mm-hmm.
What they are is move naturally. We don't see the longest-lived people pumping iron or running marathons. Sense of purpose. The Okinawas call it ikigai. The Nicoyas call it plan de vida. Knowing that sense of purpose when you wake up in the morning is worth 7 years of extra life expectancy. Another one of the commonalities is downshifting. People in the blue zones certainly experience stress like we do, but they have a way to reduce that, be it napping, taking walks, praying, or as the Sardinians do, happy hours. The next one is eating only until you're 80% full, so reducing your caloric intake. The Okinawas call it hari hachi bu. They say it before a meal, just reminding themselves to stop eating when
right.
They're 80% full. Plant slant, all the blue zones you'll see a large consumption of beans, not a lot of meat, usually about four times a month, very small portions. Wine at five is certainly a commonality we find, one or two glasses of wine, preferably a Sardinian Condenau, which has the highest concentration of flavonoids, artery-scubbing compounds. We see all but five centenarians of the 263 we interviewed that belong to a faith-based community, whatever that may be, 4 to 14 years of life expectancy. Certainly loved ones first is certainly a commonality. And then joining the right tribe. In other words, who are those people that you surround yourself
with? Like your parents told you, you know, choose your friends wisely. It's important to choose your friends wisely.
Yes, the Framingham studies show us that smoking obesity is just as contagious as a cold.
Okay, so now obesity for a second. So of these blue zones, how many of these people are overweight or obese? Is the population tend to be obese or they tend to be lean?
Actually, quite lean. In the blue zones, we see people living reaching ages of 90 to 100, up to 10 times greater than the United States.
Okay, and is this true in Loma Linda as well? Obviously, Loma Linda
is.
Okay, interesting. What about one of the things that always beguiles me about the research, and maybe you guys have looked at it, when I actually talked to one of the authors that did the Okinawan study, and one of the things that I said was, look, you guys are looking exclusively at diet. You can't, because there are polymorphisms that occur in populations, they evolve. If you eat an ancestral diet, then you're eating according to your genetic makeup. So saying to a European, eat like an Okinawan, is not necessarily the wise thing. But one of the things that they missed out on entirely, in my opinion, was whether or not these individuals went to sleep at sundown, or they observed and protected sleep habits and sleep hygiene. No one puts that into the equation. Did you guys look at the sleep habits of these populations?
We certainly did. In Sardinia, again, we looked at the low-intensity walking and the napping that they do there. In all the blue zones, we see people sleeping between 7 and 9 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically in Okinawa, what most impressed us was their Confucian mantra. Again, the Hari Hache Bu, which is telling you prior to eating to only eat until you're 80% full. You know, we know that Americans have become obese, not on thousands of calories a day, but additional 200 calories a day. And by cutting this simple mantra, you're cutting out 20%. In Okinawa, we also see ancestral veneration, which we believe is very important. And the ikigai that the Okinawans show, their sense of purpose is very strong as well.
And I want to get into this a little bit further, a sense of purpose, because it's a broad stroke term. Here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break. In the meantime, I want to ask my listeners to go to the website bluezones.com. You'll not only find great information about this topic, but also some fantastic books written by Dan Buettner himself. Check out the website. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 5-pound jug of Pure Whey Isolate for $50 and free shipping. It's the lowest price you'll find anywhere, guaranteed. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SHR today. Limit one per household.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Tony Buettner. We're talking about blue zones. What can we learn about the blue zones and the populations that occupy the blue zones that can help us live longer lives. Okay, so Tony, interestingly enough, on your website, next to live longer, you have be happier. And I want to talk about sense of purpose and attitude for a second, because there's a science. The only two sciences that are absolute are physics and math. And, you know, science that we observe and we look to for answers about health and longevity and disease and so on, there's always conflicting information. So it's very confusing. When we look at the people who feel like they're doing the right thing, even if they're doing something that some study says is not the right thing, they seem to benefit from it, which leads me to believe that happiness and how you feel play a very, very large role in longevity. Did you find that?
We did. When we struck out to find the blue zones, we guessed that the answers to this extraordinary longevity lied within their lifestyle and or environment. And we know from the Danish twin studies that only 20% of how long the average person lives is determined by genes. Therefore, the other 80% is determined by your attitude, by your environment. So we did spend quite a bit of time working around a sense of purpose that we saw consistent throughout the blue zones. We talked with Richard Leiter and did quite a bit of research around sense of purpose. We know that through research that those people that can wake up in the morning and really articulate their sense of purpose or their mission statement, that they live on average 7 years longer.
Now, does your sense of purpose have to be altruistic, or could it just be I want to work as hard as I can until I retire? Is it just, does the quality of the sense of purpose play a role here?
I would say yes to your question, and I think it can be. It can be both. We can look at what is our day-to-day purpose, but we can also look at the larger vision. We know that the two most dangerous years of life are the first year that you're born and the year that you retire. We know that by research. So once if people are just focusing on going to work every day and doing a good job, what happens that day or that year that they retire? So with our research, we're very strong into volunteering and the benefits that volunteering brings, as well as sense of purpose, sharing those strong gifts that each person has.
So theoretically, and I'm just to kind of expand on this, the job that you and Dan are doing, that's your sense of purpose, to spread the word about the important things that will help people live long, disease-free lives. That alone is your sense of purpose, right?
For us, that's definitely true, and the way that we approach that is through science-based research, nudges and defaults that make the healthy choice the easy choice. We don't look specifically at the individual, but we look at the environment around them, and we don't mandate anything. We say, here's what science shows and proves, and we build products around each of those research and nudges.
What can people learn from the True Happiness Test on your website?
The True Happiness Test is a product that has been developed by the University of Pennsylvania with us. It's about a 5-minute assessment, about 50 questions, and it'll dive into your remembered and experienced happiness. At the end of the assessment, it'll tell you what your happiness grade is from A to D, and of course A being the best, and it'll give you some research-backed nudges on how you specifically answered the test, on things that you could do to increase your happiness.
And obviously, look, happiness changes. It's a dynamic experience. It's not a static experience. I have never experienced depression before, but recently I think that I could qualify myself as being mildly depressed. I've lost both my mother, father, and my sister of a small family of four, and it's put me in touch with my own mortality. So I've sense that I'm sad from time to time, right? But that changes. It goes away. You deal with it. You go on. Is it wise to take the True Happiness Test a few different times over the course of a year because of perspective?
Absolutely. Again, all the information that will be given is from the answers to each of the tests. So you might be looking at very strong, experienced happiness, but it'll give you some some nudges and defaults and information from research that'll tell you some things that you could do to increase your happiness. I'd also point to the Vitality Compass on our website, which measures your longevity. It, again, is about a 3-minute mini health risk assessment that'll talk to the years, what your expected longevity will be, how many years you've either gained or lost due to current behavior, and it'll give you a point on how long you'll live on average before you'll see a chronic disease come. And I think it's very important to take that test, and after you're done with it, there's a 6-week coaching component. And again, it lets you choose what you could do to change your long-term health and longevity. Some great information there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So if there was one thing that people could change in their lives, regardless, because obviously geographically we're exposed to different environmental factors, right? This plays a large role in the epigenetic model. If you live in corn country, you're going to be coming in contact with glyphosate, for instance. There's nothing you could do except pick up and move. So of the things that can actually change, and because we just did a show about 3 or 4 weeks ago about a book called Hardwire Happiness. I actually have the book right here by Rick Hansen. Of the things that people can change, would you say that assessing and acquiring a sense of happiness and gratefulness could be the most powerful single thing that they can do?
I would. I would agree to that.
Yeah. And I had a feeling that that's the case as well. You know, we all have had periods in our lives where we felt grateful for what was going on in our lives, and everything seemed to line up for us. And then there are periods of time where you feel like you're struggling through life, and those are usually the periods of time where you kind of lose contact with that sense of gratefulness. Okay, another place that's really interesting to me is Sardinia. Sardinia is a small island off the coast of Italy, right?
Yes.
Quite frankly, a friend of the show, Dr. Franco Colombo, who trained with Arnold Schwarzenegger, was from the island of Sardinia. What do we know about Sardinia that makes it so unique in this scenario?
Sardinia, we find specifically in the Barbagia region. It's a mountainous highlands in inner Sardinia, where the world's highest concentration of male centenarians are found.
Here we
find a population that really honors the aging. Instead of putting their aging folks into rest areas, these people are tapped by the mayors as being civic guardians, and we really find the grandmother effect strong there. These centenarians and aged parents are really venerated there as well. We see low intensity exercise there. The population is mostly herders, very mm-hmm. strong in napping. Their diet is mostly a plant-based diet. They drink goat milk.
They're lacto-vegans by nature, almost like the Hunza, right?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Fava beans and barley are very strong there. What we found there that really impressed us was the Cannonau wine, a very dark red wine, as I mentioned before, very high in polyphenols, 3 times that we find in any type of red wine around the world.
Interesting. I see also Minnesota, your home state, seems to be a blue zone. Is that correct?
Well, I won't say it's a blue zone. What we've done is a blue zone project in Albert Lea, Minnesota. So once Dan wrote the book, we really came to the question of, okay, we have all this wonderful research. Now what?
How do you put it into effect? I got you.
What do we do? So with the help of AARP, we were hired to see if we could turn a town, a community, into a blue zone. And so we had 97 different cities fill out an RFP, and we chose Albert Lea, Minnesota. And in 2009, we unleashed the perfect storm there. We work on the community level in 6 sectors. We work with the community policy and decision makers. We work with the grocery stores, restaurants, schools, the largest employers, and then we had 30% of the population take one of our pledges. So what we did was create a Chinese list of defaults and nudges for each of those six sectors to actually change the community, trying to get 20% of the community aligned and hoping that we'd find tipping point to make the healthy choice the easy choice for the community. And after 1 year, we saw some incredible results. In Albert Lea, we saw absenteeism drop 20% amongst the key employers during that time. We had 51% of all the employers, 60% of the restaurants, all the schools, and 30% of the population engaged. We saw life expectancy drop, or excuse me, increase by 3.1 years. We saw smoke-free facilities go from 3 to 21. And the most important was we saw healthcare costs drop amongst city workers by 40% during that time.
Okay, so their diet changed as part of this program, right?
Diet is part of it, but only a small part. But for us, what we try to do is change the environment in people's homes, in their school, in their workplace, in active transportation. We help them. When we went into Albert Lea, they were looking at turning their main street into a four-lane highway and increasing the speed limit. They have this beautiful lake there. What we did was say, hey, let's take those funds and let's talk about putting a trail around the lake. Let's slow down traffic. And what we did is connected all the neighborhoods around Main Street so they could walk or bike into the main city. And just by tweaking their environment, we were able to get them moving naturally, eating a little less, volunteering. We enacted some policies in the community just to make the healthy choice the easy choice, and it paid off.
You know what's really interesting about this, Tony, is that it sounds to me like what you did with the redistribution of funds, as opposed to putting a main thoroughfare in, but connecting the neighborhoods, is start to utilize what the Europeans have done for hundreds of years, and that is create enclaves where people can walk to the restaurants, walk to the stores, and get them walking more. One of the articles I wrote many years ago was that the French paradox may not be the food they eat, but the fact that they walk to and from the restaurant. And that has come to be true. A study that was just published this past year in 2013 showed that simply by standing after a meal reduces postprandial blood sugar levels to the equivalent of a moderate dose of a diabetic medicine called metformin. So the fact that we have become sequestered, we have to get in our car to do everything. If we could start walking places again, that alone would make a big difference. And so you implemented that there, right?
It is. That and many other aspects. And we know if we can get people moving around their environment that we can change their health by about 30% or increase their activity rate by 30%. And it does come true if you set up the correct perfect storm. What was great about that particular project is we got so much national press because of the results that we found. It led to a 10-year agreement with Healthways, a health and wellness company based in Franklin, Tennessee. And we launched the same project down in the beach cities, Redondo Beach, Hermosa Beach, and Manhattan Beach. After 2 years, we measured and saw a reduction in smoking of 30%, obesity by 14%, and the increase of vegetable consumption and rigorous exercise increased by 10% in that community alone.
Yeah, that's awesome. That really is awesome. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more. We're talking with Tony Buettner. We're talking about blue zones. What can we learn from these populations? As you can see, they're already implementing some of these steps. You can learn more by going to bluezones.com. We'll be right back.
Carl Lenore.
I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier. And I want everybody to come along.
Calling out the daytime television quacks.
I want to see Dr. Oz do those things in the gym. He's out there telling people how to be stronger, be healthier, look better, live longer. Let's see him put himself to the test. Let's see any of these people do the things that we do in this audience here.
Motivating the people.
We are the true superhuman.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the BlueprintBulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Tony Buettner. We're talking about blue zones and what we can learn from these populations. Tony, the populations that tend to be in the blue zone segment, do we see a heavy dependency on medicine and pharmaceutical drugs, or do we see very little dependency on them?
We see very little dependency. We think through their diet, exercise, and other aspects of their life, you're seeing these people live to extraordinary ages. And instead of having a 3 to 5 year window of morbidity at the end of their life, you're seeing a very short window, usually 6 to 9 months from when they get sick and until they pass away. A very, very short window.
Yeah, and that's an important distinction as well. Because, you know, this notion that we're living, you know, and the other thing that I want to mention is I think the average age of the American population is 78 years old. Is that right? Has that changed? Is it 78? The life expectancy?
It's very close.
Okay.
Yep.
And the irony is that of all the developed nations, we are really at the bottom of life expectancy. Yet, as a population, we have the greatest dependency on the medical orthodoxy and pharmaceuticals of any country out there. And this is one of those times where you apply critical thinking, right? I talk about critical thinking on the show all the time because it's we're inundated with information. When information you're receiving goes against what you know to be true, always go with what you know to be true. When you look at our population, sick, dying, and obese, and then you look at the dependency on medical orthodoxy and pharmaceuticals, and we're all trying to find health care, something is out of sync here. You have to ask yourself a question. You know, are we any better off with the way we're doing things now from a medical standpoint? And I say no.
Yeah, I would tend to agree. What we do know from research is if we could have brought back from the blue zones a blue zone pill that everyone could take and live longer, we know that after 2 years, 97% of the people would not be taking them. But we're just not seeing people take their medicines as they should, similar to supplements or in some cases exercise, where everyone starts off and they want to better their health, but there just seems to be drop off from that behavior as time goes by.
Yeah, and I've seen those studies too about compliance, about taking people with life-threatening illnesses where they really are taking rescue medications where they won't fill their prescription after the second or third month. And you ask yourself, do they have a death wish? And you're right. That's why it's so hard to get people to become healthy, even if you lay out in front of them a blueprint and say, here are the things you have to do. Compliance is a big issue.
It is, and that's really where we strive and succeed here at Blue Zones, because we don't rely on individual behavioral change. We know that there's 500 decisions that each human being makes every day, and what we try to do is take 150 of those decisions away by implementing environmental tweaks and defaults to the environment. We know that 90% of people's time are spent within a 10-mile radius, so we don't rely directly on that individual, but we tweak and change the environment around them, in their home, in their school, in their work, in their restaurants, in their grocery stores, to make the healthy choice the easy choice. And then, of course, working with the policy makers in the community to change, to make it easy to walk, make it easy to bike, to make the parks clean and safe so people are out walking to them, interacting there, bonding with their friends, family, and so forth.
How accurate or effective are these life expectancy calculators that are all over the place on the internet now?
Well, I really can't speak to any of them outside of the ones that we have. And what we did was we took 314 different studies and did a meta-analysis on them and worked with the University of Minnesota to build ours. We feel it's the most accurate one out on the market.
But I mean, okay, but when we say, well, these you're going to live in an extra 3.1 years, there's really no way to know if that person really added 3.1 years to their lives unless you had a demarcation point of where they would have died. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, it's this assessment, but it's not really truly quantifiable.
What we do know is that if people are changing behaviors on an average of what that will increase longevity by an average, and that's what we do with our calculator. We look at, okay, you're smoking now, on average,
gotcha,
how many years will that take? And now you've changed that behavior and then calculated to their age, and that's more or less in a nutshell on how we are able to give those figures.
I, on the other hand, think that the reward that people should be seeking is something that you alluded to in a moment ago. And that is my objective and my mission for myself in health and longevity is I want to die in full stride. I do not want to be in a nursing home for the last 8 or 9 years of my life in a chair waiting for someone to change my diaper. I want to die in full stride. If it's running for the bus or if it's at the gym training, whatever, I want to die in full stride. To me, then I win. If I die in full stride, then I win, because I am exactly the opposite of what the American population is succumbing to today. So
whether it's sliding into home base.
Yeah, I mean, when I'm dying, am I going to say, Chief, I would have done something different? Would I got 3 years more out of it? I don't know that, but what I do know is that if I am in full stride when I die, then I've achieved my goal, because then I'm exactly the opposite of everybody else in this country.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah. What do you think about the ancestral diet, ancestral health movement that's going on right now? Which, by the way, talks not only about diet, but activity being more, you know, looking at our hunter-gatherer beginnings and saying, look, you need to stand more. You need to be more active and things like that. What do you think of this?
Well, what I can speak to is what we've learned in the blue zones. And what we've learned is every one of these populations live on a plant-based diet. We know that on average, they usually eat a protein on average 4 times a month only, and it's usually the size of about your fist. We know that the exercise that gardening gives you is low intensity, very healthy. We know that the plant-based diet is extremely popular. Studies show the benefits. Dan is working right now with National Geographic, writing a book on the foods of the Blue Zones that will be out in July, and that book can certainly speak to and answer your question completely.
But you're not pushing a vegan diet, right?
That's correct. Okay. Very heavy plant-based diet, very high in beans, very low in meat.
Yeah. But not an all-out vegan diet. And then my concern becomes anytime we take an extreme in any direction, because it's generally anytime you take an extreme, just like marathon runners tend to develop a low atrial fibrillation, and many of them die of heart attacks at fairly young ages, which would be counterintuitive. You think, well, if he can run for all those marathons, his heart has to be stronger than mine, and that's not necessarily true. So anytime you take anything to an extreme, too far,
no,
it tends to be
I agree,
a problem.
And as I alluded earlier, we interviewed 263 centenarians, and not one of them belonged to a gym or ran marathons. They had lived in an environment that made low-intensity exercise easy for them in the default, and therefore we don't see joints breaking down or heavy injuries sustained from that type of gardening and walking and so forth.
What about how important is routine? I tend to see centenarians that I have learned about and had actually opportunities to talk to. They have routines. They go to bed at the same time. They get up at the same time. They eat the same foods every single day. They have a lot of routine in their lives. What role does routine play in all of this?
I can't really speak to routine and answer that question directly. What I can say is that we find a very strong sense of purpose. We see the centenarians taking time out every day to reduce their stress. We see them eating primarily a plant-based diet, very strong sense of purpose. Typically living close or around family members and really interacting there. When they retire, they don't have the sense of, okay, I've worked and now I'm retiring. They're active in their community.
Right.
They're active with their family, and they're active in their own health.
All right, let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we'll wrap up the interview. Stay tuned. It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
on Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a bottle of the Man Facial Moisturizer for Men from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today. From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a free bottle of beautiful facial moisturizer for women from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to superhumanradio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on two or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
What's happening? What's happening?
Welcome back.
Hey, hey, now ladies and gentlemen, it's about that time.
We're talking with Tony Buettner. We're talking about Blue Zones. The website is bluezones.com. You can learn more about their research. Take the True Happiness Test. I think that's a really great test that everybody should take to assess where you are and how you feel and what you can do to maybe feel better. I got to believe that a lot of longevity comes with a sense of happiness. What I meant before by routine, Tony, actually, is that we know that people who have routine have lower stress in their lives. They do the same things every single day around the same times. I mean, there's some deviation, not robots. But they do the same things. There's predictability in their day, and they tend to have very, very low stress levels. And I find that those who age well tend to have a lot of routine in their lives. That's what I was getting at before.
Got it. And that certainly makes perfect sense. We had one of our centenary all-stars in Loma Linda, a gal by the name of Marge Dutton, at 105 years old. Her routine every day was to drive to 7 different organizations that she volunteered. She used to tell us that she was going to go help with the old folks, those 78-year-old ladies that she went and helped out every day. So there's a lot to be said about that routine.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So what's next for Blue Zones? Obviously, getting more cities to try to implement some of these techniques?
lots of excitement and lots of things happening at Blue Zone. As I mentioned before, we have a book coming out middle of this year called Foods of the Blue Zones with our partnership with National Geographic. We've been asked by Governor Branstad of Iowa to help with their Healthiest State Initiative. We launched Blue Zone initiative there in 15 cities. We've been to work now for 2 years. When we started, they were rated number 16th in the country. In 2 years, we've brought them up to number 9 as far as the healthiest state. Again, working in 10 communities with populations of over 10,000, the largest being Cedar Rapids at 125,000. The successes we've seen in Iowa have led to initiatives in both the state of Texas and Hawaii, which will be launching this year, and lots of other communities around the United States interested in bringing our systematic approach to health and wellness to their communities. Again, what we do is we work with the communities, the community leaders, to change policies for their built environment, their food policies, and their tobacco policies, making the healthier choice the easier choice. We work with 25% of the restaurants in a community, 25% of the grocery stores, 25% of the schools as a minimum. We work with 10 of the top 20 work sites in the community, but we shoot to have 50% of work sites in a community participating, and then 25% of the population. Once those communities hit those numbers and demonstrate through a certification audit that they've made the changes for the community, they become a certified Blue Zone community. We've certified two to date, Spencer, Iowa, and Cedar Falls, Iowa, with some extraordinary stories and things coming out of those communities.
Man, you guys have a lot on your plate, obviously, and there's a lot to do. What do you stand on the whole genetically modified food, or do you try to stay away from that and not get politicized here?
We do. We've never even addressed that subject.
Yeah.
What we're trying to do is to change the built environment and the life radius of people to take out decisions and make nudges and defaults to make the healthy choice the easy choice, get people moving more, eating less, finding purpose, volunteering, and helping within their community to make the community a healthier place to live and to thrive.
Yeah. How about you? Do you live a Blue Zone life?
Well, I've certainly made some changes. Prior to coming to work at the Blue Zones, I lived in the Caribbean for 23 years, where I owned a wholesale business and a gift shop on the beach. And once I moved back to Minnesota and started working with Dan, there have been a couple changes that I've made. I am newly married and very excited about that, so that certainly has added to my sense of purpose. We come from a very, very close family, interacting often. I have a garden of my own. We know that people that have a dog or a cat typically live 3 years longer. I bought a dog. I quit smoking tobacco. I do purposely, when I eat, I say Hari Hache Bu and try to stop eating when I'm 80% full. So I think there's always room for everyone to grow and implement. What we try to do at Blue Zones is solely give research-based nudges and defaults for people to be aware of and implement, not only in the communities, but those people in the communities. We mandate nothing. We say, here are some things that you can do to change your life, to live longer, and we let people and organizations choose what works for them.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. And there's a lot of room out there for help and helping people in this population today. So I commend your efforts, and I wish you all the luck in the world. And thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it, and wish you the very best.
Take care. All right, so stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I've got a discussion. I want to use a little critical thinking on what's going on with the current flu epidemic. Something doesn't add up to me, and I want you to tell me if it's just me or you think the same thing. We'll be right back.
He's asking the right questions at the right time. I don't care what side of this you're standing on, that GMO is good for us, GMO is bad for us. The truth of the matter is nobody knows the answer. Is it fair to subject this world to this experiment, which may have undeniable, unknown consequences that will be irreversible?
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. Okay. I'm really... I don't know. I don't want to say I'm really upset. I want to say that my interest has really been piqued by some of the things that have been said on the mainstream media about the current quote-unquote flu epidemic. Okay. So it's, apparently the flu is sweeping through the United States in an unusual pattern, by the way. It's two different reporters have commented, so this must be something either the CDC is saying or somebody else saying. It's, you know, it's not following the normal pattern of spread. It's common that it starts in the northeast or the southeast. I'm forget what they said, and that it generally goes this way, but it's not doing that. It's like it's hitting all these different places at one time. It's really, really different this time. And the other thing that they keep talking about is the fact that this is the same strain of flu that occurred in 2009, the H1N1, okay? And I want to remind people of a couple things. First of all, After 2009, they started putting the H1N1 virus in the seasonal flu, the trivalent flu shot, which is what everybody gets today. So whether you know it or not, if you go for a flu, if you go for a seasonal flu shot, it already has the H1N1 attenuated virus in it. Now keep that in the back of your mind for a second. So the pattern that the flu is sweeping through the United States is unusual. And I went to the CDC website and I looked at some old maps, looked at the current map, and it is. It looks like it started in the past. It starts in the Northeast and it comes down the coast and then goes to the left. But this time it looks like it started in the Southeast and went up through, Texas and right out to the West Coast. And then obviously, and interestingly enough, by the way, the only place that shows that there is really no evidence of any real widespread flu is in the District of Columbia. Think about that for a second. In Washington, D.C., the flu seems to be not a problem at all. But every place else in the United States, it is. But anyway, so they keep saying that this is the same strain of flu that broke out in 2009. Now, keep in mind that that H1N1 virus has been in all the new flu viruses from 2009 forward. So 2010, 11, 12, 13, those of you who got a flu vaccine, you've been inoculated with the H1N1 already. So what I'm confused about is, why is this flu having such a devastating effect with all the people that have had flu vaccines in the past 3 or 4 years? Theoretically, if the vaccine works, they should be resistant to it, along with the people who also already had this strain of flu in 2009. So if anything, we should not be seeing a major outbreak right now, because a large portion of the population, whether they get the flu vaccine every year, they got a couple of them here and there, have been inoculated with this strain, and many people have gotten it already and survived. So we shouldn't see this outbreak. Now keep that in mind. If the flu vaccine works, why are the people who have gotten vaccines in the past not being protected? Why do they have to go get another vaccine this year? The other thing is it possible that the flu is spreading through the United States in an unusual pattern because, and I've said this before, is it possible that it's spreading through the United States in an unusual pattern because it's not quote unquote spreading the way the flu normally spreads? It's actually being caused by the vaccine. We all know people, and many of you out there are going to say, yeah, that happened to me, who got the flu right after getting the vaccine. And if the H1N1 attenuated virus is in the trivalent flu vaccine, which it is, it's in the seasonal flu vaccine, they slipped it in there, whether you know it or not, then why is it so hard to believe that the outbreak of flu that's going on in this country, which, by the way, seems to have skirted Washington, D.C., seems to be an outbreak of unusual pattern and size, while everybody has been inoculated or getting inoculated with the H1N1 already, and they're not immune to it, and those who continue to get the flu vaccine, what if they are the ones driving the flu outbreak? And so let's think about this for a second. If I have the attenuated virus in me, and it makes me sick, or it doesn't make me sick, but I come in contact with somebody who has not been vaccinated, and I spread it to them unknowingly because I have this attenuated virus in me, wouldn't that stand to reason? If you apply critical thinking skills, isn't it reasonable to think that, A, you should at least be protected against this strain of flu if you've been inoculated in the past, since 2010 forward? B, if it's having an unusual pattern of spread through the United States, that it's not spreading the way it normally does, it's spreading through some other vehicle, namely possibly the vaccine itself is causing this outbreak of flu. And see, why the hell is no one in D.C. getting the flu? Now, you know, I know there's a lot of people out there going to put up on my wall, yo, you know, D.C., they have special this and they do that, and maybe they don't get the vaccines. We don't know what the question is, but, I mean, the answer is, but it is kind of odd that in our nation's capital, no one seems to be struggling with the flu. This is by the CDC's own website. If you go to the map and mouse over it, you'll see that DC is not having a problem with the flu. And interestingly enough, if you go to they don't track all of the flu vaccines, but they track one of them, I believe. And if you look at the states that have been vaccinated, they are all states that have almost all of, I'd say 80% of the states that have had a 40% or greater vaccination rate on the CDC's own website are also having outbreaks of the flu. It's odd to me. It should be odd to other people, too. People should be scratching their head going, you know, this is really strange. Why are we having this outbreak if the H1N1 strain attenuated virus was in these 2010 and forward vaccines that people have gotten? Why are they not protected against it, number one? And if it's spreading in an unusual pattern, is it possible that the vaccines are causing the spread of the flu? Now, I have a head cold. I got this from Elisa's niece who had the cold, and I stupidly finished her frozen yogurt one day, and I basically gave myself the cold. I'm an idiot. But the bottom line is, I don't know anybody who has the flu personally, and I also don't know many people that get vaccines. These are questions you need to ask yourself. And if you've gotten the vaccine and you've gotten the flu, I'd like to hear from you. And I'm sure that those who have gotten the vaccine and didn't get the flu, you'll let me know as well. But something suspicious. If nothing else, why are those who have been vaccinated? Clearly the H1N1 is in there. That's all part of the new seasonal flu, trivalent flu vaccine. It's already in there, whether you know it or not. That came out in a casual Friday show that Elisa talked about not too long ago. Why are they not protected against the flu? Why are we having yet another quote unquote potential epidemic here in the United States? This doesn't make sense. I would love if the CDC really cared, and they don't, because no one really wants to know if the vaccines work or not. Let's be honest. It's a big, big business for pharmaceutical companies. But you know what I'd love to see? I'd love to see everybody who gets the vaccine an 800 number. If they get the flu also, to call in and let the CDC gather that information specifically, not on maps, because it's hard to say, well, 40% of the population in this state got vaccinated and 56% of the population got the flu. What percentage of those got the vaccine? We don't know. So it leaves that out there. So we don't know. It would be nice to have a phone number, an 800 number, that when you get the vaccine, the doctor or the pharmacist hands it to you and said, now, you need to call this number if you get the flu in the next 6 months. And I'd love to see the CDC collect that information. And prove me wrong. Make me look like an idiot. I'd love to see the number of people who get the flu vaccine that get the flu. And maybe we get to the bottom of this once and for all. But I predict that'll never happen because the CDC does not want that information, nor do the pharmaceutical companies that make the vaccines. Because if the word gets out that they're not only dangerous, but they're ineffective and people will stop getting them, we're talking about billions and billions of dollars that would be lost. And for those of you out there who have been told that, you know, you got to get your kid vaccinated, you're putting other children at risk, that argument makes no sense when I hear it. I hear people say this all the time. People who are pressured into getting the vaccine because they're working in a healthcare environment. And they'll say, you're going to put other people at risk. No, if everybody else is vaccinated and I'm not, I'm the one at risk. No one else should be at risk because they're vaccinated. They're quote unquote immune. So that argument is backwards. Don't fall for it. If someone ever says to you, your child must be vaccinated because your child will put all the other children at risk, then the question you should say is, well, let me ask you a question. Have all the other children in little Johnny's class been vaccinated already? Well, yes, they have. Then no one's at risk but little Johnny, in other words. Because the other kids can't get the flu because they've been vaccinated. Only little Johnny can get it, and we're going to take our chances. You know, I'm all for things that help. I'm not trying to be an idiot here and say, oh, well, vaccine. There are vaccines that definitely provide a value, right? Tetanus and so on. Not all of them. And I'd like to know which ones really provide a value and which ones don't so we can eliminate the unnecessary poisoning of people. But the CDC will never collect that information, I predict. Anyway, listen, It's been a great show today. Tomorrow we have another good show. Tomorrow we're talking about every other day dieting and how it can work. The other, every other day diet. And then of course the Blueprint Power Hour. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.
Superheroes, this is the Superhuman Channel.